Moshe Rabbeinu tells Klal Yisrael, "Le'uchal lo idlotzeis v'love." You know, it's time to pass over the reins to Yeshua. Why? He's le'uchal lo idlotzeis v'love. I'm no longer capable of going out and coming. Rashi gives us two pshatim and what le'uchal lo idlotzeis v'love means. Rashi says, "Yochel, I might have thought." Le'uchal yotzeis means I haven't got the koyach anymore. It's hard for me to schlep myself. Yochel she'toshash koyachai. Maybe you'll think that the reason why it's le'uchal yotzeis v'lovei is because of toshash koyachai, because he was weak. Talmud le'imar le'kosa einai v'le'nos le'chai. Tells us later about Moshe Rabbeinu. At 120, he was as fresh and with the same koyach as at the age 20. Right? Admeyavis. Everything was fine. So that's not it. Ella mahu le'uchal. So then, what's the le'uchal? Le'uchal doesn't mean I physically cannot. Le'uchal means eini rashoi. I'm not allowed to. I'm prohibited from doing it. She nitla mimeni harishus. The Eibishter took away the rishus to be over Klal Yisrael from me when his son Eli Yeshua. The Eibishter took it away and he gave it to Yeshua. That's pshat number one in Rashi. Davar acher. Shot number two in Rashi. What is a different type? So Lotzeis V'lovei over here meant to in the running of to being the manig of Klal Yisrael, to go out and deal with the issues of Klal Yisrael. Right? Eini Rashoi, the Eibush that took, it's not because of Toshash Keichai. Eini Rashoi, the Eibush that took it from me and gave the reins to Yeshua. Davar acher, Lotzeis V'lovei means B'divrei Torah. Lotzeis V'lovei means B'divrei Torah. Again, not because his mind went, and because he wasn't as sharp at 120 as at 20. Ella, what is it? Le'uchal lotzeis v'lovei b'divrei Torah melamed shenistemu mimenu misayres u'mayonos hachochma. Also, the Eibishter was saysim this. Yuzeichet to Torah, it's not Talmud 101. Yuzeichet to Torah, not by human stam traits of thing. It's a matana from the Rabbi Nishal Olam under the conditions of Amelis v'chule, but it's from the Rabbi Nishal Olam. It's nistemu mimenu mayonu satam. Okay. If the Eibishter cut off, blocked the shefa of Torah, the mayonu satam, so that's it. So le'uchal lotzeis v'lovei. So Chazal tell us that it's emes lamita, it's true. But the Torah doesn't, or Rashi doesn't, they don't, the Torah is telling this in le'uchal lotzeis v'lovei lefidus, these Chazals. It must have some limud for us. There must be some beseder. So that's the way it was. It's not just a historical fact that that's what it was. Right? Might not have come in to us. Tank the pshat here is poshet. Mamish poshet. Lu yitzuya. The reason why Moshe Rabbeinu le'uchal lotzeis v'lovei would have been because he no longer had the physical capacity to do it. It would have lent itself to be touched up that Moshe Rabbeinu, when he was Manei Klal Yisrael, right, he was Manei Klal Yisrael with his keichas. It was him. It was Moshe Rabbeinu's keichas doing it. Right, he was the leader. Now he got old Nebuch. Right, he got old Nebuch. He can't handle it anymore. So you have to have a new guy. You have to bring a new one. So the new one is Yeshua, but it's Moshe Rabbeinu with Moshe Rabbeinu's keichas. Therefore, when he physically got weak and he couldn't do it anymore, If it's totally on Moshe Rabbeinu, and Moshe Rabbeinu is getting weak, Moshe Rabbeinu is Kahir Achama, Yeshua is Kahir Alvana. So if it were perceived as Moshe Rabbeinu was leading Mikeches Atzmai and now he's getting weak, if I were part of Klal Yisrael, I'd be getting nervous. Right? You're losing your esteemed leader, right? And now you're going down a notch. Right, you're going down a notch. So you know, it wouldn't sit that well. Make you nervous. What's the limud here? The limud is Moshe Rabbeinu could just as well have continued being Manei Klal Yisrael at age 120 as at age 20. Right? It wasn't Moshe Rabbeinu's inability to be Manei Klal Yisrael. Narvos, the Eibishter said, Leini Rashoi. What does that mean? Nishanitla mimeni harashus. Moshe Rabbeinu was never manhig mikaychis atzmai. Moshe Rabbeinu was manig because of the reshus of the Rabbeinu Shalom, because of the kaychus of the Rabbeinu Shalom, that the Eibishter gave him the kayach to be the manig of Klal Yisrael. So it's the Rabbeinu Shalom being manig Klal Yisrael by means of Moshe. That's the limud over here. If Moshe, otherwise, if it would be Moshe on himself, so he could continue till Ad Masayim Varboyim. Why Abay of Esra if he still has the kayachas? Nitla Rishus, the manig, the kayach of the Hanhoga is because of the Rishus vested in him by the Rabbi Shalom. Ramela, that's what I was taking. That's the limud. Same thing with Torah. Right? Nistemu Mayanas HaChachma, it's also the same thing. Torah is a matana from the Eibishter. Right? It's all the Rabbi Shalom took it away. What do you call it? He could have Be'etzim, but Nistemu Mayanas, it was taken away. The two Pshatim and Rashi, Agav, are not arguing. It's Be'etzim, two aspects of Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu in Klal Yisrael fulfilled two functions. Moshe Rabbeinu was the manig of Klal Yisrael, and Moshe Rabbeinu was the Av Bezin, the Rosh HaSanhedrin of Klal Yisrael, the Melamed Torah to Klal Yisrael. Right? Those are the two things that both of them, Chazal are telling us over here, both of them was the Rabbeinu Shalom's giving it to Moshe. It's the Rabbeinu Shalom's kaychas. Now, why does he not have both of them, right? He can't be manig anymore. Lotzei Svilava, in that sense, he can't be. Why? Because the Eibishter took away the Rishus and the son of Yeshua. The Rosh HaSanhedrin, why can he not be the Pesach of Klal Yisrael? Why can he not be the Melamed Torah of Torah Smaisha to Klal Yisrael? Why can't he do that? Again, because Nistimu Menu Mayonu Zachachma. In other words, it's all the Rabbeinu Shalom. You are, in other words, the message to Klal Yisrael is Klal Yisrael is in good hands. Right? It's called the Rabbeinu Shalom. The Rabbeinu Shalom saw fit that this is the appropriate hanhaga for Klal Yisrael right now. So at this point, it was Nistama Menu Mayanas Achachma. It was Nitla Rishus from Moshe Rabbeinu and given to him. But it's all the Rabbeinu Shalom. Any Rashoi? Why should Nitla Rishus from the son? The Rabbeinu Shalom took it from me. Who? Not Lahu. Who took it from me? The Rabbeinu Shalom from the son of Yeshua. Eibishter gave it to him, In the Bir Mishneh Torah from the Ramat Valley, it's the Talmud of the Ramchal. So in Parshas Veschanan, when Moshe Rabbeinu says Vayisaber Hashem bi lemanchem, so he says the following. This is his lashon. V'chov Moshe Rabbeinu wanted lahayrosam gam be'eretz atzma. He wanted to be the manig of Klal Yisrael, even in Eretz Yisrael. Aval Hashem yisbarach leshama elav. Why? Listen to what I teach. Murder the teach. It's not what we're saying. Lefisha higia pirka ishal Yahishua, because the time came for Yeshua. We mean the time came. Moshe Rabbeinu could still do it fine. That means the Eibishter is giving the Malchus. The Eibishter is the Bailim of the Malchus. The time now came that it's the Malchus of Yeshua. Therefore, not Moshe Rabbeinu couldn't, so you need a successor, so you have Yeshua. There's a time where it's appropriate for Moshe Rabbeinu to be the manig of Klal Yisrael. There's a time where it's appropriate for Yeshua to be the manig of Klal Yisrael. Now, higia pirkei shel Yeshua ve'ein malchus negaz b'chaverto afilu kemoli nima v'lochein omer lo Hashem yizborach rav loch al teisev daber elay oed b'dover hazeh. And now he explains it. Kloimar ad achshav hoysa hanhogas harav. The appropriate hanhoga in the midbar was hanhogas harav. Avol kan ve'elech hanhogosei shel talmid al yedei ha'hashra shel aspaklaria deloy nahara. What it is? Two different things. Moshe Rabbeinu, Chazal say the difference between the Nevuah Moshe Rabbeinu and the Nevuah of other Nevi'im is that Moshe Rabbeinu was Bas Paklaria Meira, and the other Nevi'im are Bas Paklaria She'ena Meira. So the Nefesh HaChayim teaches up. Other types of the teach is Bas Paklaria Meira means Moshe Rabbeinu had exactly the Nevuah. This is the Dvar Hashem. That's Moshe Rabbeinu was Be'etzem Misnaba Be'ikir with the term Zeh. Zeh means this specifically, like you could point it. The Taich being, Moshe Rabbeinu's Gashmius was on a darga, he was able to go la Shamayim Arbaim Yoim. The Moshe Rabbeinu Lechem Leochal Maim Leishosa. The Moshe Rabbeinu the Guf wasn't in any way any type of a chatzitza from Moshe Rabbeinu's Ruchnius. So he got net. What the Rabbeinu Shleim was Shechina Medaberes Mitech Groinei of Moshe, because there's nothing to be mafsik between the Shechina and Moshe Rabbeinu. The darga of Aspakla, anybody else other than Moshe Rabbeinu, as high a madrega as they might be, but the guf is at a certain extent of a chaitzitz, right? So then it can't be, it does block it, you can't have it. They are misnabe, not beloshen zeh, Chazal said, "Der misnabe b'koy." Koy means kaze, like this. In other words, be'erach. Not specifically to pinpoint the clarity. It doesn't have that because it's not straight to Shechina medaberes mitaych de neviim. It has to go through the prism, through the filter of the seichel of the goof of the navi, the particular navi of the. So also he's saying over here, he calls, there was a time where it was appropriate for Klal Yisrael hanhogas harav, and there's a time where it's appropriate for Klal Yisrael hanhogas hatalmid. What does that mean? And he gives us a taich of it also. Baklaria the loy naharach. Baklaria she'ena meira. That means that has something to do over here. Lechayra the taich is as follows. The hanhog of Klal Yisrael in the midbar was hanhog with goli. Right. It was nisim gluim. Everything is you see the Rabbeinu Shalom. The manig of Klal Yisrael to allow them to give them to see the Rabbeinu Shalom. The darg of the manig, that's the darg of Aspaklaria Meira. You're seeing the equivalent in a manig of the Hanhoga of the Rabbeinu Shalom's being manig Klal Yisrael in the midbar is Aspaklaria Meira. Right, everything's clear. Everything's begolu. Klal Yisrael is about to go into Eretz Yisrael. In Eretz Yisrael, it's going to be Gashmi Yisdik already. In Eretz Yisrael, it's going to be the Hanhoga of Olam Hazeh. Right? And not Nisim Gluim. It's going to be, like we said earlier in other parshas, scratch the surface and see that it's the Rabbeinu Shel Olam under it. But it's Be'etzim Benister. It's not Begoli. If it's Benister and it's not Begoli, so over here you have to say that even something that seems physical and that, what's the manig that's appropriate for that? That's Dafka, that's what he called Higia, the Zman of the Hanhogas HaTalmud, that it should be Vaspaklaria She'ena Meira. Now Dafka, the Hanhoga, the appropriate Hanhoga for Klal Yisrael, is the Aspaklaria She'ena Meira. And then he goes on there, without going with his Loshen again, he goes on there, the Ramat Valley, and says, Ma'am, he's bothered. Moshe Rabbeinu, Yesh Bechal Masahimana. Moshe Rabbeinu could have done that too. Right? So the Eibishter said, no, Ma'ilam Bekaydish Vein Meiridin. Once you're on that level, right? So that's Moshe Rabbeinu. That's the Messias, and the Rabbeinu Shalom won't be married Moshe Rabbeinu from that level. But what do we see from this? Aside from an interesting Yisod, what do we see from here? That Moshe Rabbeinu was no longer, it's Mavlet. So what Rashi says, that it wasn't for physical reasons that Moshe Rabbeinu could no longer neither not be the Malam Atari of Klal Yisrael or not lead be the Manig of Klal Yisrael. What was it? He gives us a Havana in that. That means the time came now where the appropriate Hanhoga is to take it from him, Nitla Mimani Rishus, V'nitna LeYeshua. Now the time comes, Yeshua is the appropriate Manik. What does that mean? The Rabbeinu Shel Olam is being Manik Klal Yisrael. The Rabbeinu Shel Olam tells Tzu to Klal Yisrael the appropriate Manik for the appropriate Matzah for Klal Yisrael, whatever it is. In the Midbar, Aspaklaria Meira, Rav, Moshe Rabbeinu. In Eretz Yisrael, Aspaklaria She'ena Meira, Talmud, Yeshua. So then there's nothing for Klal Yisrael to get nervous about. Because it's the Rabbeinu Shel Olam giving us exactly what we need at that particular time. On the contrary, you're in good hands. You couldn't be in better hands. That's the significance of what it tells us over here. That's why we have to know, right? You know, it's true. It's all true. Why do we have to know that? What's that significant to us? Right, if Chazal tells us that, and Rashi tells us that over here, that means there's something, there's a limud in it for us. Because it's teaching us how to look at the world. Right? That it's the Betzim, the Rabbeinu Shel Olam taking care of you. It's not this particular manik taking care of you. It's not that particular manik taking care of you. It's the same Rabbeinu Shel Olam, okacha, okacha, so then you're in good hands. You know, even when a person finds himself in the most desperate of matzavim, hayad Hashem tiktzer, the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, nothing's min hanimna for the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. Everything's possible for the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. That's the limud in the beginning of the parsha. At the end of the parsha, you have also a similar type of limud. It talks about the osid of Klal Yisrael. What's going to happen? It says like this: Klal Yisrael will go, Moshe Rabbeinu is telling umitzauhu, and Klal Yisrael will be set. We will become beset with rois, rabbis, vitzarois. Rois, that's bad things. Rabbis, many of them. Vitzarois. V'omar b'yoyim ahu. And Klal Yisrael will say, Haloi al kiyena l'kai b'kir b'mitzauni ha-rois ha'ele. Right? And then it goes on to say, we'll see. So, Roshachzich, Zichron Levrocha, was medayik in the Pasuk. Betzim al pi dikduk, it's not much of a kasha, the truth is. But the vort is emes. In the beginning it says what? Umitzauhu, Klal Yisrael will become beset with ra'ois, rabbis, vitzaras. Three things. right? Va'omar, and Klal Yisrael, after that happens, will say, Al-Kiyeh, why is that? They'll try and the introspection and try and understand, why is that? Al-Kiyeh ne'lekai bekir b'mitza'uni ha-ro Yisrael. It doesn't say Rabbi's Vitzoros the second time. The Rois, Rabbi's Vitzoros became Rois. So Al-Pi Dikduk, the Kasha, this is Mamash, not a Kasha. Because, I'm assuming you know the difference between a noun and an adjective. Right? Rois, Rabbi's Vitzoros, the noun is Rois. Rabbis and Tzorois is describing the nature of the Rois. Rabbis means a multitude of them, many of them, right? Not just one. And Tzorois means Miloshin Tsar, that it's very, you feel very like trapped with the whole thing, confined, and so like suffocating. Those are describing the nature of the Rois. So once you describe them, it doesn't have to say in the end of the pasuk again, Rois, Yene Rois that I was talking about. So Rois for Rabbis, that's what kind of Rois, these, what's the nature of these Rois? Rabbis for Tzorois. Al-Kiyeno, like, I became a Tzorni Rois, no big deal. Okay, so Al-Derech HaPshat, the Pshat is Pashat. But Al-Koponim, maybe it is Merum is what he's saying, but the Yesod is Zichremes. When do you assume, when is it, what does Rabbis means? That I see many different things are happening to me. You have a day that everything's going wrong, right? This thing's going wrong. Your glasses broke when you get up in the morning, right? The guy gets up okay, so he takes out the spare pair of glasses, goes to the car, oops, a flat tire, okay? Then there's everything goes. The computer, this work, this breaks, that work. A million things are going wrong today, right? That's Rabbis, right? And Tzorais means, I can't get anything done. Everything I can get. It's okay, now I'm stuck here and I can't do this and I can't do that and I can't do that and I can't do that. And I'm boxed in from all sides. Right. When is that true? Kozman, you view these things as happening randomly, that this is each is its own separate thing. So then it's a multitude, it's all kinds of different things which are coincidentally happening to you. Right? Then you have a concept of Rois. You have a concept of rabbis. There's all kinds of things. What are you talking about? My glasses broke. The car had a flat tire. The computer broke. My wallet was stolen. Whatever it is, something, let's say, of equal importance. The steak was cold. I mean, whatever, right? All these terrible tragedies that could be said of a person. All of these things. Rabbis. And tzoros also. Like, I'm boxed in. Like, what do you want from me? this, I want to go here. No, here, no. Like, I'm imprisoned by my own life. What's going on? But then you start thinking about what's going on, that there's too many coincidences. And you realize that it's not random, haphazard things, different things that are happening to you. It's Al-Ki'ena Le'kai Be'Kirbi. It's because you're realizing it's not this happening and that happening. It's the Rabbeinu Shalom giving me a message. The Rabbeinu Shalom is taking my hand and trying to teach me something. So then it's not rabbis anymore. It's not rabbis anymore. There's not a bunch of different things. It's one thing. The Eibush is trying to teach me something. I'm not boxed in. On the contrary, the Rabbeinu Shalom is showing you the light in the tunnel. The Rabbeinu is trying to show you the way to go. So what you're going to have initially in your darg is going to be, you'll have Rois, Rabbis, Vitzoris, right? But then when you say, when you come to the Hakara, Alki Ein Eloi Kai Bekirbi, that the reason that it's all is because of the Rabbeinu Shalom, then it's just Rois. Then the fact is, what's happening to me? That's it. They are happening to me. It's not Rabbis, it's not Tzoros. It's coming to teach you. The point being the same you said as before. It depends how teaching you how to look at the world, right? Do you look at the world as what's going on as a separate thing, or do you have to, in everything that you're looking in the world, in every prat, see the Rabbeinu Shalom? So if you see the Rabbeinu Shalom, Moshe Rabbeinu, that's what they're teaching. Moshe Rabbeinu was the manig, Yeshua was the manig, the Rabbeinu Shalom was the manig, whatever the appropriate manig here. If you see the Rabbeinu Shalom, you're not stam getting petch, being tortured from all sides. The Rabbeinu Shalom is trying to teach you something. Parenthetically, the Hemshech of the Parsha Der Shver. What is it? So they're very good, right? Till now, you had a bechina of Rois, Rabbis, Vitzoros, and then Alkiyena Lekai Bekirbi. You came to the Hakara of Alkiyena Lekai Bekirbi. So now, wonderful. So it should be, yeah. So it should be. The Rabbi Shalom says, "Oh, yeah, come, my kind. Very nice. Everything's wonderful." What's the next pasuk? V'anoichi Haster Haster Esponai. 1 minute. What's that? Teretz is, if you look, what did you attribute it? You're not there yet. It's also, there's a mistake in that also. It's a darga, not the proper darga. You're attributing it to Rabbeinu Shalom, but how? Al ki ein eloi kai bekirbi mitzohu niyaro yisraela. Ein eloi kai bekirbi? Because he's not there. Not true. The Rebbeinu Shalom, it's not because al ki ein eloi kai bekirbi mitzohu niyaroiz. It's ki yesh eloi kai bekirbi mitzohu niyaroiz. The Eibishter is there and he's learning. What does that mean? You look at the thing, you're still looking at it and seeing that because the Eibishter is not there, it's all from him, the Eibishter is not there, that all of these things are happening to me. Why? Because he's not there, because I don't view him. What's the Midah connected Midah of Klal Yisrael, the Einish for that? You don't view me as being there. V'anoichi haster aster espanai. I'll show you what it means not to be there. I will give it even more like that until you'll feel so much sorrow that will bring you to tshuva into the emissar akara that it's not alki ein elikai bekirbi, it's ki yesh elikai bekirbi, and the Eibishter is holding your hand and trying to teach you. It's a matter of looking at the world to say that bad things don't happen to people in the world on a physical level. It's narishkeit. Of course they do. But it's not bad things to be bad things, right? It's all the Rebbeinu Shel Olam running the world. Well, you can't be expected to understand the cheshbonus of the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. It's a lashon of an Evan Ezra, someplace. Ein ha mugbal, yachal lahagbil es habilti mugbal, or something like that. Someone who's limited can't understand something that's unlimited. You can't. If you could understand all the Rebbeinu Shel Olam's cheshbonus, you'd be the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. So obviously, by definition, you can't understand the Rebbeinu Shel Olam's cheshbonus. But emuna is emuna. It's the Rebbeinu Shel Olam doing. It's the Rebbeinu Shel Olam being manik Klal Yisrael. There's no difference if it's Moshe's Yeshua, Rav Talmud, that not. It's the Rebbeinu Shel Olam where you have Yisurim, where you have things that are not pleasant and difficult. It's the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. If you take heed of that and you learn from that. It's a good thing for us to be true. Anyway, if you take heed of that and learn from that, it's teaching you how to view the world. Look at the world. What does the Rebbeinu Shel Olam want from me? Now, what does the Rebbeinu Shel Olam want from me doesn't mean that you're not allowed to smile, and it doesn't mean, you know, not to be a regular, normal person. The Rebbeinu Shel Olam wants that you be a regular, normal person also, but you have to approach it not just with an intellectual hakara that there's a Rebbeinu Shel Olam because I can sit down and in a moment of intellectual honesty, sit down and say, yeah, there's a Rebbeinu Shel Olam. That's only a step one and a small step one. The idea is that it should be in the lev, you should believe it, and you should live accordingly. It has to be mashpia. And that's tshuva. That's lemaisa what tshuva is. Tshuva is not, you know, to explain to a person al pisecha why he should do tshuva. That's very nice. That's not what tshuva. Yeah, I understand that I shouldn't be doing that. That's nothing. Right? That's even less than Al-Kiyena Le-Kai Bekirbi. What do you call it? The idea is Yesha Le-Kai Bekirbi, the Eibishter is doing that, but the Tachlis Achayim is Kvayt Shemayim, to be Miskarev to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, and to look at everything in those terms. Is it good for my Kesher with the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, or is it bad for my Kesher with the Rebbeinu Shel Olam? Chops.